Mr. Mark Lerner? I'm not hearing Mark. He's my special guest here to talk about the Real ID Act, and he was on just 2 weeks ago, and we have so much to say. Mark, are you there?
Yes, I am, Peter.
Okay, we had a little technical difficulty at the beginning, but given the number of connections that have to be made between me and RBN and you, that's understandable sometimes. So thanks again, Mark, for taking time out of your busy, busy schedule to come on the show and discuss again the Real ID Act. And I think your plan was to sort of review in the first 20 or 30 minutes what the Real ID Act is, recap some of the important points from 2 weeks ago, and then we'll open it up for questions and comments that people have, right?
Sounds great.
Okay, so go ahead, please.
Okay, the Real ID Act was passed into law in May of 2005. This act requires that all states meet minimum driver's license standards. The second requirement is all state DMV, Department of Motor Vehicle databases, will be linked. And the third requirement is that each of the states, before they issue driver's licenses, authenticate the source or breeder documents in order to get the driver's license. What that means is, in the old days, you were able to walk into a DMV license with your birth certificate or another document and apply for a driver's license and obtain that license. Now, right, the state that you reside in is required to check with the state that originally issued that breeder or source document, such as a birth certificate, and make sure it is authentic before they issue the driver's license.
Okay.
Now,
and the driver, go ahead.
Go ahead, Peter.
And the driver's license then, in effect, is going to be, in effect, the national ID card, because it's going to be, come May of next year, necessary to enter various facilities, including federal buildings and to fly on commercial carriers and so forth, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now, the Department of Homeland Security would like people to believe that, in fact, it's not going to be a national ID card. But the fact of the matter is, as you just stated, in order to enter a nuclear facility or a federal building, if you had business related to Social Security or Medicare or any other reason to visit with your representatives, you would not be able to do so without this Real ID driver's license. And the other important issue here is the Real ID Act is written with a number of loopholes that are provided for DHS to expand upon the original law. They can change what is needed in order to obtain a driver's license. They can change what they would like to do if you don't have a driver's license. And we saw that this week. Even though the law was passed in 2005, this past week.
Well, there's the music, so stay with us, folks. It's our early break. Stay with us. We'll be right back here with Mark Lerner discussing the Real ID Act.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bed Fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Okay, we're back here on the Peter Mac Show, and my special guest is Mark Lerner, and we're discussing the Real ID Act. Mark, if you would, for my benefit and perhaps some of the listeners, could you just go over those three aspects that you began with about the Real ID Act? I think the second one was that all states' DMVs, their Department of Motor Vehicles, will be linked, but there were two others that I failed to get down.
Yes. No, the first requirement is that each state meet minimum requirements in terms of the information that will be maintained in their state Department of Motor Vehicle databases.
Right.
It can relate to your race, your birth date, your address, and things along that line. The second requirement is that each state Department of Motor Vehicle database is linked with one another. In other words, all states will be able to communicate in real time information contained within state DMV databases.
Right.
Okay. And the third requirement is that, now I've lost my train of thought. The third requirement is, number one, they be linked. Number two, they have minimum standards. And it's just skipped my mind.
That's okay. We'll come back to it.
We'll come back to that in a second.
Okay.
The point, though, to this linking of the databases and the information that's going to be required is that the states are also going to include your biometric information, which
right.
are your fingerprints and your facial recognition scan, the digital picture.
Right.
What this really is doing is creating a mandatory enrollment system, biometric identification system. And the federal government would like you to believe that they are not going to have direct access to this information, and that is absolutely not true. Under the 1994 Driver's Privacy Protection Act, the fact of the matter is federal law enforcement agencies, whether it's the DEA, the ATF, or the Department of Homeland Security, already has a right to information contained within state DMV databases. Now, the Department of Homeland Security is saying that this is not a national ID card. In fact, it is. Two states have already been working with the Department of Homeland Security and announced that they will be creating a new driver's licenses for their citizens. These driver's licenses will include RFID technology, radio frequency identification, as well
right.
as biometrics. Those states' driver's licenses have now been agreed by the Canadian government to be used in lieu of passport. In other words, if you go back and forth to Canada with these driver's licenses, they will accept your driver's license in lieu of a passport.
Right.
Now, the, the key to that is anytime a document is received or accepted by another government, it becomes much more than a driver's license. It becomes an international document.
Sure.
Now, the Department of Homeland Security head, Michael Chertoff, has already announced that he intends to work with other states in order to create the same type of driver's licenses for those states. Now, the other interesting fact is this year, WHTI, which is the Western Hemisphere Trade Initiative, it goes into effect. Now, what this means is that countries in the Western Hemisphere, and they include several, including the Bahamas, those countries will now accept driver's licenses with the same type of information, the biometrics, in lieu of a passport. So what we are really doing is turning our state driver's license into an international document. And once you do that, whatever countries you visit are going to have access to your information. Now, the bigger picture here, which is very important, this isn't just about the Real ID Act. The Department of Homeland Security would like you to believe the Real ID Act is a direct result of 9/11.
Right.
The fact of the matter is, back as far back as 1986, we had a Commercial Driver's License Act, CDL Act. And that act allowed for the creation of new driver's licenses using biometrics. But in 1986, the biometric technology was not good enough in order to be used. Now, obviously, it is. So
right.
We started this idea of creating large databases and using biometrics going back 20 years ago. But the bigger point is this. The UK announced about 2 weeks ago that they were going to be collecting biometric information on their own citizens as well as all the people that entered the United Kingdom. And they estimated literally that within years, they could actually acquire close to three-quarters of the world's biometric information, the population.
Right.
Now, China has announced they are doing the exact same thing. So what we have here is major governments around the world collecting as much biometric information as they can, and the end result is they are going to be sharing this information. And the way we know they're going to be sharing it is the United States just signed a treaty in August with the United Kingdom, or actually with the EU, the European Union. And that treaty calls for all passengers that fly into the United States from the European Union. The European Union is going to be responsible for providing the Department of Homeland Security with people's race, gender, date of birth, religious preference, sexual orientation, and on and on. Now, you may ask, well, where are they going to get all this information? How does the European Union know what your sexual orientation is?
Right.
And the way they go about determining these things is they use a technology referred to as data mining.
Right.
They will look at such things as, did two men fly together on the same flight? Did those
right.
same two men get a hotel room together? Did
right.
those same two men get a room with one bed instead of
right.
two? So
right.
they're going, and it's not just about religious orientation or sexual preference. There are a lot of other things that are going into this, and it doesn't really matter how a person feels about issues. I can be opposed to homosexuality, but I'm more opposed to this tyrannical movement that our government is participating in. And actually, the United States is not even just participating in it. We are mandating that other countries go along with it.
Right.
So if you're an American and you fly to Europe, you're actually going to obviously come back. Once you come back, okay, your information will be sent via the European Union directly back to our Department of Homeland Security. So this is just another way the Department of Homeland Security is going to acquire more information about all Americans as well.
Right. And so, Mark, if I understand this then, as this project continues to unfold, since the 50 states will be linked through their Department of Motor Vehicles, and since the United States will be linked with all these countries, because as you just said, we're mandating this kind of linkage in this information, then it won't be too long down the road when a policeman pulls you over for a traffic ticket, and he can go to the DMV database, whatever state you're in, and pull up all kinds of information on you that may have nothing to do with what you're pulled over for.
Let me stop you right there, because actually, in Pinellas County, Florida, as well as in other cities around the United States, they're using digital cameras mounted on the dashboard of police cars. Now, what happens is, if you're pulled over, you will stand in front of the police car. This digital camera will capture your image using facial recognition technology. It will allow the officer, because they have a direct internet connection, they will be able to check your image against the database and see if there are any wants or warrants against you. And this is being done in Pinellas County and a number of other cities right now. So the idea that this is something in the future is actually not correct. This has already taken place across the country. The other thing we're looking at is opposing the idea of surveillance cameras. And I don't know if your listeners know this, but in cities like New York and Chicago, this is exactly what they're going to. Now, right. There's an inherent problem in this. Not only is there the privacy issue, there's the issue of the technology simply doesn't work. And by that, what I mean is there are a number of cases already where people have been the subject of what we refer to as a false positive or a false match.
Right.
So the idea that somebody believes, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, you have nothing to worry about, couldn't be further from the truth. When you look at the Patriot Act and you look at the fact that we're using a technology that, number one, does not work as advertised, and number two, this same technology is easily defeatable, you can see the concern that a lot of people have across the country about the use of surveillance cameras. But let me go back to one other thing about this. I want to cover those three requirements, the basic requirements the states have to meet. Number one, they do have to accumulate or maintain certain information. Minimum information is required by DHS. Number two, they do have to link the databases. And number three, they do have to verify or authenticate source documents that you use, breeder documents, to get a driver's license, whether it be your birth certificate or something else. And here's where I have a great deal of concern, especially over the third issue. If a person lives in an area like New Orleans and their driver's license or their breeder documents like birth certificates, passports, whatever, if they're destroyed in some kind of natural disaster and you have to get a driver's license immediately to be able to access your bank accounts or to get a job, whatever the case may be, you're simply not going to be able to do it under the Real ID Act.
Mm-hmm.
So the other issue is here, we know in the European Union what we have here are a lot of countries that have come together basically under one law. In other words, each of these countries to some degree has given up their sovereignty. When we start participating in these kinds of things where we're sharing information, we are giving up the sovereignty of our country and the states.
Absolutely. Well, let's expound on that when we get back, Mark. So folks, stay with us. You're listening to the Peter Mac Show, and we'll be back here with Mark Lerner and discussing the Real ID Act in just a minute.
Hi, this is John Statman, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Back here. Thanks for tuning in. Mark, we've been going over the particulars of the Real ID Act, and it strikes me, as you said, the future that I was describing is already here, where all of this data can be linked. And it strikes me not only that it is a huge possibility that this data could be deliberately misused, but also even accidentally misused. And for example, one time I was looking at my credit report, and my credit report indicated that I'd lived in the state of Michigan. Well, I've never lived in the state of Michigan. So it seems to me that even accidentally, one could find oneself in trouble because one's identification or one's ID could be mixed up with somebody else. You've got all this data being pulled in, and, you know, some of it is not going to be accurate. And furthermore, it could potentially be misused by people in the government for whatever reason. Am I wrong on that?
No, you're absolutely right. And to speak directly to the issue that you just raised, there's a company in Atlanta, Georgia. The company's name is ChoicePoint. These are the same people that were involved in the 2000 election scandal, the same people that are under investigation in Mexico for their most recent election down there. This company is a data mining company. They retrieve information from credit card companies, from credit reporting companies, from driver's license databases, and they turn around and they sell that information. They sell it to retailers that want to know the best people to market their products to, but they also sell it to governments. They have contracts with the United States. They have contracts overseas with people like Germany. This same company, a matter of fact, in July's issue of People magazine, I think the July 16th issue, there's a legal settlement on page 43 or 44 of the magazine, and the legal settlement pertains to ChoicePoint settling a suit that involved them wrongfully releasing information of private citizens. So we have a real danger here, not just with what's going on in terms of the technology, the use of biometrics that is faulty and easily defeatable, information sharing technology, and data mining technology. And it's important to note, on the board of directors of the largest biometrics company in the United States sits Louis Freeh, the former head of the FBI, George Tenet, the former head of the CIA, Admiral Loy, the former head of the TSA. And by the way, Admiral Loy's chief of staff, when he was with the government, is now on the board of directors of Choice Point.
Wow.
What we have here is this line that used to exist between corporate America, if it ever existed, between corporate America and the government, people in government, it's just completely gone. We have people in the biometrics industry that have dual roles. They're working for their companies, but they are also working for Department of Homeland Security.
Wow.
So, you know, we have a great deal to be concerned about as citizens. We have things to look at besides the Real ID Act, like SPP, Security and Prosperity Partnership, otherwise known as North American Union.
Right.
What you have here is the same thing. You're going to have the creation of these databases, the use of these driver's licenses that have your biometric information encoded, and the idea that this is all going to make our country more secure is ludicrous. What all these things do are create seamless borders. We will lose our sovereignty in terms of our borders not being protected. We are going to lose our sovereignty in terms of information about American citizens is going to be provided to governments around the world. The states are losing their sovereignty because the federal government, even though they call the Real ID Act a voluntary act, the fact of the matter is, how are the people in the states that don't comply supposed to be able to enter a federal building to conduct business? How are they supposed to be able to open a checking account? We know that banks are going to require certain types of information, and the Real ID license will be part of that.
Right.
And then there's the bigger issue. We've talked about the sovereignty. The privacy issue is very apparent. There's the First Amendment issue, and the First Amendment specifically states, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof.
Right.
A lot of people within the Christian community, if you read Revelation 13 and 16, 17, you read about the mark of the beast.
Right.
And this is very concerning to a lot of Christians. The current biometric system meets two of the three requirements, being an international system of control, and it links one's body to the control of financial transactions through biometrics.
Right.
So what we have here is, your biometrics, your finger, thus being your hands, talked about in Revelation 13, 16, and 17, and you have your facial image, which corresponds to your face. And that's where the mark of the beast comes in. You've got a mandatory enrollment, and you've got a mark for your face and hand being used.
Right.
So what you have here is the precursor to the mark of the beast. The first two elements are met. And a lot of Christians are, and I meet with Christian groups on a regular basis. This week I had, and last week I had two such meetings. Tomorrow there's a conference in the Kansas City metropolitan area, and I'll be addressing the leader of that conference about this issue of the Real ID Act.
Okay. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back here with Mark in just a minute. And if you want to call in, our toll-free number is 800-313-9443. We'll be back here in a couple minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Dedicated to the promotion of individual rights as exemplified in the Declaration of Independence. And from what I'm hearing you say, Mark, about the Real ID Act, it's really gutting our individual rights on many different levels, gutting our sovereignty, gutting the distinction between the jurisdiction of the states and the federal government, and certainly the sovereignty of the United States as we become linked more and more with various nations around the world. And that data that you said can be used in all kinds of ways and will include such things as our religious preferences or sexual orientation. I hope that every person hearing about that understands just how dangerous this is. Let me go ahead and solicit calls again, Mark, for people that want to get in here early and start asking questions and stuff, and you and I can continue to discuss this as we await calls. But if you want to call in, if you have questions or comments, you can call us at 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. And let me remind my listeners, if you want to ever send me any email feedback, I appreciate that. You can always email me at peter@petermaxshow.com. Thank you. Okay, Mark. Well, we laid out those three requirements, and just to reiterate, each state has to meet minimum requirements in terms of the data that they acquire to give you a driver's license, right?
That's number one.
And all the Department of Motor Vehicles across the 50 states will be linked, so every state will share information with every other state. And then the Department of Homeland Security, of course, is overseeing this whole thing and will require each state to verify the source documents, birth certificates, or whatever that you use to verify that, you know, you're really you as you go to apply for a driver's license.
Correct.
In another state. Now, what happens, like my driver's license is up for renewal, I think, next year in May of 2008. Am I going to have to present birth certificates and whatnot to get that renewed? Do you know?
Well, the law itself comes into effect next year. Now, different states will be required to actually implement the law at different points.
Okay.
And that will depend on when that state's current driver's license contract is up with the manufacturer of their driver's license, as well as other factors. So to say that you, the next time you get a license in the next year or two, the fact is that it probably will take at least a year or two before they're even close to actually implementing that. And that's the reason we have the time now to repeal the Real ID Act.
Right.
But it's important to understand, DHS is already moving forward. They're not waiting for the implementation. And that's why they've worked with states like Washington and New York to create the Real ID license with our ID technology, because they realize there's growing opposition to the Real ID Act.
Right.
It's not enough yet to have it repealed, but I'm going to Washington, D.C. in about 7 days. And the purpose of that trip, I have scheduled meetings with different congressmen and senators or their staffs, already arranged, and we're going to be discussing the Real ID Act.
Right.
One of the things your listeners can always do if they're interested in this kind of thing is C-SPAN has a website, and I think it's www.cspan.org. And you can put in their search engine, an issue that you're concerned about, and it will bring up the testimony of people that appeared before Congress discussing that issue. And the amazing thing is, if you go in there and you plug in Real ID, there is only one video of Senate testimony that was provided. And that's not enough discussion by a far stretch in the imagination.
Right.
And that discussion centered on things like privacy, compromising databases, the cost of the Real ID, but not one senator or one congressman took a step back and asked any questions about what other uses for this driver's licenses or the information does DHS have. What are their real intentions down the road with this?
Right.
And that's where things like surveillance cameras that would be linked to the state DMV databases come in. Because with the surveillance cameras, they will be able to scan your image on the street, match it to a DMV database, know who you are, and then see if there's any wants or warrants against you.
Right.
So if you're a person, even if you had a traffic ticket, okay, and you didn't pay that ticket for some reason, a parking ticket, if there's a warrant issued for your arrest and we start scanning all citizens walking up and down the streets, we are going to burden our court. We're not going to catch the terrorist, number one. And I'll tell you why. Because typically a terrorist has facial hair. Most of them have beards. This technology does not work well, barely at all, when there's facial hair involved. And there are a number of other problems with the technology, but this goes towards the whole issue of false positives. If you're incorrectly identified as being someone other than yourself, you know, with the provisions of the Patriot Act, there's no assurance, and I'm not over-exaggerating this at all because it's already happened, where a person has been wrongly identified, detained, and questioned. We had a Canadian citizen. The United States government, based on one fingerprint match, determined that this was a person of interest linked to terrorist groups. We requested the Canadian government detain the individual, expedite his being sent to the United States. He was. He was interrogated, detained by the FBI and others. And then down the road, that person's family in Canada protested enough that the Canadian government eventually did their own fingerprint match, determined the FBI was incorrect. It was not the person they were looking for. The person was requested back by the Canadian government. The United States complied. And, in fact, what had happened is he was not the person that the FBI thought he was. Now, if you're a United States citizen and that happens, do you want to be sent down to Guantanamo? It's a very real question if you're named as an enemy combatant.
Exactly. And Mark, I worry about not just the accidental misuse of this technology, as you're describing, but the deliberate misuse. I simply don't trust our government. If you acquire certain data, I mean, if the government finds you to be, you know, an outspoken critic of it, and like myself, and there are obviously thousands of us around the country, and they want to shut you up, they might just find a way to use this data and say, we've collected data to link this person to terrorist groups. We don't have to present that data yet. As you just said, name that person an enemy combatant. They don't have the rights afforded to them by the Constitution, to have a trial and so forth. And you could be held indefinitely just because the government decides that you are an enemy combatant, whether they have whether it's a mistake or a deliberate misuse of the data. It's putting too much data, too much power, as we already have, in the hands of the federal government.
Well, Go ahead.
The other point I wanted to make before I forget, Mark, is you were talking about the fact that if the people go to cspan.org and look at testimony given before the Senate or the House on various issues, and on this particular issue, if you type in Real ID, you say one testimony comes up, and you were talking about them having a discussion on such issues as prior and so forth like that. What about the issues of them adhering to the Constitution? We know that virtually nobody except, say, Ron Paul in the entire Congress gives a darn about the Constitution. What about testimony regarding the sovereignty of the states? Why should the Department of Homeland Security have the power to dictate the states what kind of driver's license they should have? But obviously they are through this act, right?
Well, what's happened here is this was done, number one, in the darkness of night in 2005. The Real ID Act was attached to a military spending act and a tsunami relief bill. Mm-hmm. So when it went through the Senate, it passed 100-0 because at that time there weren't any senators that would oppose making sure the military had the money they needed, and there weren't any senators that were opposed to providing tsunami relief money for the people in Indonesia. So this bill was added on, the Real ID Act, and passed in that manner, 100-0 in the Senate. There was some debate in the House of Representatives, but it moved along so quickly, and no facts were really discussed other than, well, the 9/11 Commission said we need some kind of a new driver's license, identification.
Right.
And it
right.
passed in the House virtually uncontested as well.
Right, right.
But that's the reason I'm going to Washington. 2 years ago, a little less, I turned over information to the government concerning massive wrongdoing in the biometrics industry.
Right.
None of this has been disclosed publicly. I am meeting with senators and congressmen and or their staffs. These meetings are already set up for the end of this month, and discussing with them the problems with the technology, the fact that this is not about 9/11 and security. This is about commerce. This is about seamless borders. This is about very wealthy people that have a lot of money tied up in this biometrics industry that
right.
are losing money, and they want these policies adhered to. But it is not about protecting the civil or constitutional rights of American citizens. And
right.
that's a part of this debate that's been left out, the issue of trust. I alluded to earlier that the three things that right now, as it stood originally, I should say, that you wouldn't be allowed to do without this license. And one other thing about that, to go back for a second about a point you made, your concern over what's stored in the databases and how that information is used is certainly legitimate, and it's one way the government can hamper you or stop you or try to. But
right.
the other way is they may not allow you to be issued the driver's license in the first place.
Right.
You have to remember that. Without that license, you are in a lot of trouble as a person if
right.
you can't conduct banking or other things of that nature.
Right.
You can't get credit cards. You can't use your banking account. If you go to cash a check, most retailers require a driver's license. But this has
right.
gone a step further than all that now.
Right.
In Texas, their driver's license in Austin, Texas, it's a pilot program. Instead of the need of a credit card or debit card, in Austin, Texas now, you can swipe your driver's license with a third-party company. I think it's NPR. But the point is you can swipe your driver's license, and the money is taken out of your bank account as a result of that, without a credit card or a debit card. So this driver's license, and this goes back again to the mark of the beast, your ability to be able to buy and sell is going to be restricted through your having this driver's license. But the bigger, the real issue is here is nobody is looking at, we look at each one of these programs, the Patriot Act, WHTI, Western Hemisphere Trade Initiative, TWIC, Transportation Workers Identification Credentials, the Real ID Act. We look at each program based on its own merits. Nobody is taking a step back looking at all these programs, SPP included, and seeing, is this the direction we really want to go? Do we want to start comparing ourselves to what the Chinese are doing with the uses of these technologies, the surveillance, the restriction of the liberties of the Chinese people, which are very few to begin with? Is that is that the level we want to lower ourselves to as a country? It used to be 5-10 years ago, the activist movement would talk about things, and people would say, well, that's a worst-case scenario. You really would have to believe there are a lot of corrupt and bad people in Washington, and nobody is up there protecting us. Well, the activist movement is just about catching up to reality now, and reality is catching up to the activist movement. And by that, what I mean is a lot of the things that the activist movement have warned about are now reality, such as the driver's light or the digital camera on the dashboard of police cars that are linked to databases, and now you just stand in front of the camera if you're pulled over, and then we'll know if there's a warrant or a warrant, even if you don't have, you don't want to provide any information. Just that facial image scan will tell them that. And I hope, I really hope that all your listeners are paying attention and watching what happens with this Real ID Act. Because once it is implemented, unlike a credit card, unlike a checking account, in cases of identity theft, which you can replace, you cannot replace your biometrics. Once they are out there on the international web or in international databases, you cannot replace them. And there are a great number of bad things that can happen to you if other people have access to your biometrics. They can place you at crime scenes. They can do all kinds of things that you wouldn't want to have done.
Well, speaking of that, placing people at certain instances or certain locations, Mark, I'm sure you're familiar with Catherine Albrecht, who wrote a book called Spy Chips, How Major Corporations and the Government Plan to Track Your Every Move with RFID. If this driver's license that we're soon going to be required to have to, you know, enter a federal building, have a banking account, collect Social Security, fly in a plane, and so forth, if this is actually going to contain an RFID chip, then as Catherine Albrecht explained to me on my show a couple of years ago, various places that have readers set up to mark the or to indicate the presence of an RFID chip, say within 3 feet of it and so forth, they could determine where you were. They could say, you know, Peter McCandless, you were at such and such location on such and such day. How do we know that? Because the RFID chip that is uniquely tied to your driver's license triggered a a digital response at this particular location at this particular time. So we believe you are here. And how are you going to prove otherwise? They can, as she said on my show, they could literally track your every move and know where you are 24/7. You talk about 1984. I mean, it's just around the corner with this kind of technology being embedded in what's going to be our national ID.
Well, the biggest fear is RFID is used primarily for identification. It was developed for commercial use originally. For instance, if people had large warehouses, it was a very easy way for them to conduct an inventory. Now it's being used, obviously, in terms of identification cards. But the fear is, what happens when you combine RFID technology with GPS technology? For instance, most of the newer cell phones have the GPS technology already part of their software. So we're going to end up in a situation through a combination of technologies, and there's about 4 or 5 of them being RFID, GPS, information sharing, data mining, and biometric technologies that you will no longer have any privacy, literally. Right. And that is not an over-exaggeration. And the problem, as I said, is that when the public or even members, elected members of the government, when they look at each of these programs being proposed by DHS, they look at each program individually. But nobody is taking a step back and really appreciating how these totals, how all these programs together, how they're going to affect our constitutional rights.
Absolutely. Well, we're due for another break here, folks. If you want to call in, the lines are open. 800-313-9443 is the number. We'll be back here in a couple of minutes with Mark Lerner and talking about the Real ID Act.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Show. Thanks for tuning in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. My special guest with me is Mark Lerner, and we're discussing the Real ID Act and just the vast number of implications for our freedom and sovereignty in this country if this thing actually comes into place. And it's truly scary to me, Mark, what we're dealing with. And Real ID, of course, is just one of the issues that I've talked about on my show over the years. But as you indicated, these technologies are linking up together and creating more and more problems, RFID technology with GPS and data mining and so forth. And, I hope people can realize how much time you're putting into this effort to awaken people to what's going on. And maybe some people will call in here yet and have some good questions or comments that you and I haven't thought of. Again, if you want to call in, the lines are wide open, 800-313-9443.
I'll tell you what's scaring me is, as I talk with different groups around the country, especially the other day, I was speaking with a very well-known pastor, and it's amazing to me how many people are not familiar with the Real ID Act, how many people don't know what this act is about. And that's how these kinds of things happen. They get done or passed in the darkness of night. The public just is not aware of the information about it, the Real ID Act. Right. And we have so many people in the activist movement, and I meet with plenty of them. I speak before a lot of groups. But the problem is too many of them are speaking about this in a way they really don't understand.
Right.
You know, it's a very involved Real ID Act, the legislation. But what happens is we end up preaching to the choir.
Right.
And what happens with that is if we only provide information to scare the public, and we're not able to cite the facts and have the evidence to support what we're saying, then we don't get what we need, which is the support from the 70% of the public that is in favor of the Real ID Act.
Right.
They don't know that the technology is faulty. They don't understand the technologies can be easily defeated. They don't understand that Michael Chertoff, when this act was passed, it only had to do with federal buildings, nuclear facilities, and flying on airplanes. Chertoff this last week has expanded this to include other things that you won't be able to do without this driver's license. And
right.
That's one of the problems with the Real ID Act and the NPRM, the Notice of Proposed Rulemaking that was issued just this year, is it gives a great deal of discretion to the Department of Homeland Security how they can modify the original act, much
right.
the same as prior to going into Iraq.
Right.
You know, the American public and many people up on the Hill, they gave George Bush a blank test check, so to speak, in
right.
terms of how he could move forward with Iraq. Well, I don't think that a lot of people realized just the way that blank check would be cashed, how it would be used. And
exactly.
now we find ourselves in a situation that I don't know how you can describe it. It's tragic, certainly, but it may well determine the future of this country forever now, this situation in Iraq.
Right.
We are hated now more than we have ever been. So this idea that we are going to start sharing information internationally and creating these databases, we don't know who our friends are today. We don't know who our enemies are going to be tomorrow.
With
this information being out there, you know, your friends of today could easily be your enemies of tomorrow.
That's such a good point, Mark. I hadn't even considered that. Absolutely. We're going to share this information on our citizens and then their citizens across the world, and then something changes, and boy, oh boy.
You can't go back.
You can't go back.
Once the information's out there in those databases,
right.
if an ally becomes an enemy, such as Saddam Hussein was at one time an ally. Fidel
right.
Castro was at one time an ally. If
exactly.
we have situations like that, once these databases are created, just think how the terrorists...